like I said, I don't know the difference between a Creole and a, what's it called?
Cajun.
A Cajun.
Yeah.
Well, cause like say, the Kennedy, the last Kennedy that got killed.
The last what?
The last Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
They said that his wife had a Creole. So I wouldn't know.
Had a Creole?
Yeah.
I never heard that. You mean Robert Kennedy?
I don't know.
One of them. One that got killed?
Yeah.
That's Robert, unless
yeah,
it's
Yeah, the last baby she had was Creole.
Meaning that it was fathered by a black?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think that a Creole would be fathered by a black, because you got... Well, I don't know. Might be.
I just wondered, because Creoles look like they're sort of part black and part white.
Yeah.
But maybe they have some Indian in them, too, or something.
Right.
Like
that's what I would suggest. I would say that somewhere along the line, they had another blood type, you know.
So you think there are probably three blood types
yeah.
that make
it? You know, like saying that... You can take out your grandparents through your own parents.
That's true.
Right. Might have came along something like that or something like that.
All right, well then the only word you really know for babies that are part black and part white is either mixed or interracial?
Interracial.
Okay, has that happened in your neighborhood?
Oh, a half-breed.
Half-breed. Does that happen in your neighborhood at all? Any baby build, do any of these women have children who are
father
by whites?
No.
No?
Not in my neighborhood, but I ran across quite a few when I was in service.
Oh, okay. And you can't come up with any other names to keep calling? Okay. If someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out somewhere with them, they'll say, hey, will you be ready soon? And you might answer, I'll be with you
in a minute.
Okay. If you want to know how many times something occurs, you say how?
Often.
Okay. What is this part of your body called?
The head.
What is this?
Forehead.
Okay, we're going to play parts of the body now.
Okay.
What's this?
Hair.
And if you're a man, you might grow a?
Beard.
Okay. These are?
Ears.
Okay, and this one is your?
Ear.
Well, your
earlobe.
Left?
Left ear.
And your?
Right ear.
Okay, you talk with your?
Mouth.
You would wear, you don't, but you would wear a tie around your
neck.
Okay.
I have one with my scout uniform.
Is that the only tie you ever bought?
No, I had to buy one for graduation.
Oh, okay. How about for church, or do you not go to church anymore?
I don't go to church anymore. I have a tie for church, but I don't go.
All right.
It's the same as my graduation tie.
Oh, gotcha. What do you call the inside of your neck, where you swallow?
Throat.
All right, and how about the little part that sticks up?
Adam's apple.
Ever heard that called a goozle?
Yeah. Gooseneck.
Gooseneck?
Yeah, a lump. Not.
Is a gooseneck a neck where it sticks up?
Well, a gooseneck is most of the time a long neck with a larger knot.
Okay. You would have a dentist look at your?
Teeth.
And just one would be a?
Tooth.
Right. What do you call the part around the teeth?
Gum.
Okay. The inside of your hand?
Palm.
You might say, he got mad and doubled up both?
This.
All right. Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm?
Joint.
Okay. The upper part of a man's body is his? Up here.
Chest.
And you might say that man's got broad?
Shoulders.
Okay. And these are your?
Fingers.
Or hands.
Hands.
Okay. This is your
foot,
and together they're your
feet,
and they're attached to the end of your
leg.
Okay. What do you call this part of the front of your
shin?
All right, and how about the back part of your thigh?
Biceps.
Does it have any other
name? I don't know.
Ever heard it called haunches?
No.
He's squatting down on his haunches.
No.
Okay. If somebody can lift weights, you would describe him as being
a weightlifter.
Or, but his physical condition, he's
strong.
All right.